firefighters hose me down. I don't care, I'll burn out anyhow. It's for a lamb girl, nothing to see. I hear the sirens come for me.
Welcome to 88 miles per hour.
We're back.
For the school year. I mean, I've been here, but now everyone else is back. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Everyone's back. You guys want to say hi?
Hello.
Me and Kat are guest starring today.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to do a great job.
And... Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm back from Ecuador.
Hi, Amanda. Amanda's my co-host.
All three of us are back from abroad, so that's exciting.
Do you guys want to go around and say three words about your abroad experience?
Oh, no.
New Zealand. Outdoors.
That was two words.
That was three words.
But I feel like New Zealand...
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh. Really? You couldn't think of three words?
Those are my three.
Is that just because you couldn't know? No.
Okay.
Cat,
or do you want me to?
Tanzania.
Coral reef.
Happy.
Those were actually good. The first two were really good. Good. Happy was kind of
are
a
you
cop out.
What?
Just go.
Okay, okay. Ecuador. Constipation.
Oh no.
Oh my. Taking this to the whole new level.
Bugs.
Bugs.
Oh, wow, that sounds terrible. Did you have any fun abroad?
I actually had the best time ever. Thank you.
That sounds like a blast.
Tonight,
no,
that wasn't.
No pun intended.
Well, this is just a glimpse of what the evening will be like.
It's going to be great. It's a special show, too, because we've got a special listener.
Oh, shout out to T-Bird Mama Lils up in York, Maine.
Teresa, this one's for you.
My dad's always listening. Hi, Dad. Not that that makes him any less special. He's still special.
Still very special, yes.
Still very special.
We appreciate all of our listeners.
Of
our
course.
Thousands of listeners.
Yes, all million of you. Anyways, the first song we listened to was Incinerate by Sonic Youth, and right now we're listening to The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast, which I have deemed this show's theme song because it kind of sounds like creepy
so
vampire
spooky.
Music.
Like, good evening.
So it fits well. Anyways, I think we have lots of fun music, and we have some fun games. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We'll do an overrated, underrated, and I have a new game, which I told Kat and Adriana about, but I haven't told you about yet.
I'm very excited.
I already forgot, so I'm excited.
It's a secret
game. I
know,
game. I can't remember.
All right. Anyways, yeah. Amanda, would you like to spin us a tune?
I'd like to spin us a very good tune. Also, say hello to May. She's apparently also out
Hi,
there.
May.
Hi, May.
Hi, May. Hi, May. Yeah, this is a song.
All right, do it.
Just friends. Hide the people.
All right. That was Stella Was a Diver, and she was always down by Interpol. Before that, we heard Still Woozy by Goody Bag. Now...
Reverse that. Goody Bag by Still Woozy.
I always read this stupid thing wrong. Actually, it's because I entered this wrong. You know,
it's all good, dude. It's all good.
I just have problems sometimes. I know. It's okay. All right, Amanda, do you want to explain our game?
Okay. So...
Do you want to explain the game?
Can you explain the game?
It's like, take your phone and you take the check suggestions and you click the first box a bunch of times, like so many times, and then it forms a nice little very much sensical paragraph
of words that were just suggested by your phone.
Yes.
So words that you typically use a lot.
Yeah, is what usually comes up. Is words that you usually use a lot.
And we're each gonna, we have not seen the one we're gonna read yet. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to read it as monotone as possible.
And hopefully reveal some things that we didn't know about each other. Yes. And ourselves.
Dun, dun,
dun.
It's
going to be great.
Do we want to, like, pass them?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not done, so I just need a moment. So maybe Audrey, someone else
can
go
deleted?
First.
Oh, jeez.
I'll just make mine again.
All right.
Why doesn't it? Okay.
Almost such a
Amanda can go first.
Yeah, I'll go you read first.
Okay. Wait, but you have to say who you're reading.
Oh, true, true.
Yeah.
I'm reading Cats. Okay, ready? Okay, was a good day. I hope you have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow, after work tomorrow, and I'm going to stay in the bay, and I want to go to the beach with y'all, and I want to go to hang out with me tomorrow, tonight, and I can do it tomorrow, tonight, and I can do it tomorrow, night, and I can do it tomorrow.
I can do it tomorrow. I can just do it tomorrow.
How about tomorrow? Yes. Tomorrow's better.
That's my attitude. I can do it tomorrow. I can do it tomorrow.
Is that true? Do you procrastinate a lot, Kat?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure that's not.
All right, Kat, you want to read mine?
Yes.
I feel like this is very true to
mine. Yeah, this is Adriana's. Hey guys, Just Wanna was a fun game that you can get to the top and you get it out, and I can see you and I can get you guys, and I'll be sure you to come home soon. I know I forgot to get it up. I forgot to send it out. I forgot. I have to go get my phone, so I'm going home to see how much it was going. I forgot I have a long day at least. Okay, if anybody knows Adriana, you will know this is scary accurate.
She forgets everything.
Oh my god, I made that one again.
Even the first one was like, I forgot my name and I forgot this and I forgot it yesterday.
Oh my god, that's really scary that our friends know us as well.
Oh my god.
Alright, I'm gonna read Amanda's. You know what I've done to them for a long 1 week. I got it is a good trip, and I just got home to do a little different things, and I just got home, and I got really busy, so I'm going home, and then I will come get home. I love ya. I want to talk about it.
Honestly, that makes sense because you were abroad, and you were literally not home for like 2 months, so you're probably just like, I just want to be home. I'm home a lot.
I'm busy.
Your mom, she wants to hear that. That sounds like good. She's listening. Yeah. She likes home. Wait, I want to read Emma's.
It's right there.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I said home like 5 times.
Okay, yeah, she's homesick all the time.
I'm homesick.
This is Emma's. I'm so excited to be a new song, and now I'm going out of it for a while. I think I'm nuts too. LOL, maybe I'll just wait for it later. So I'll let them get to know that I'll have a little sister, and she will it too soon. Aww. And I'm sure it too soon.
Too soon. It's too soon.
Too soon. This is great.
Oh,
I think I'm nuts.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, I like that.
Emma's catchphrase.
I think I'm nuts.
I'm Emma, and I think I'm nuts.
Wow. I think we all learned a little bit. I learned a little bit. Actually, I already knew that about myself.
We definitely already knew this about each other, yeah.
But it just highlights it.
Yeah, it really does.
Highlights
underscores it a few times.
All right. Are you ready for another song?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you have a song?
I have a song.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
from my eyes. I need an answer. I need an answer. Been up until dawn, and all of my heroes are gone, babe. But I know they're out there. I know they're out there.
Over me, it makes me crawl.
All right, we just listened to some songs. That was Little Furry Things by Dinosaur Jr. Before that, we heard Answer by Fantagram. And now it's time for our featured game, Overrated, Underrated.
Woo.
So, okay, I have one to start, if that's okay.
That's
so
great.
My dad and I were watching this like music TV channel, and there was like this hardcore like metal festival that they had like filmed, and we were watching partially like some of the bands were actually really good, and then some of them we were just like dying laughing because it was just like really intense, like yeah. You know. And I had noticed, and I guess I kind of knew this was a thing, but I didn't realize that it was used that much, that a lot of the guitarists had like wireless plugs in their guitar. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, normally you plug your guitar into an amp and you have like a cord, and they had a cord, but it was wireless. So like you could move all around and do all this crazy stuff. And it looked so bizarre, and it just like looked wrong. And I understand that, I guess it's easier, but one, I'm not sure like the sound quality would be better. And two, like it just looks kind of,
instead of plugging into the amp, you just have it wireless, they're saying?
Yeah.
But Emma, what if you need to do spin moves?
Well, yeah. I don't know. So
all the best bands are doing spin moves now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be a thing, like in glam rock, they used to like go crazy all over the stage. I'm sure they would have loved wireless amps that could do like all this crazy stuff.
No, yeah, I'm with Emma on this. It just looks wrong.
It looks wrong. Yeah. It's like you should be plugged into your amp.
It should look a little messy.
Right, and the other thing too is like a lot of bands like to kind of like create their own sound. So they plug into like pedals and like they click on the pedals that they want and like do all this like crazy stuff to like get the right sound. And like I don't know how you do that with like this little floppy dangly thing.
I feel like I'm gonna go opposite, but also I know the least about music, so I feel like I don't even know if my answer has weight, but I just feel like it just depends on the band and the sound like that you want, like, and the image you want for your band. That's and like I feel like that could like affect it a lot. Like having a wireless thing might be like, and like running around the stage, that might be your thing.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely depends, because it's all about stage presence in that kind of, like, if you want to just, like, if your music's more chill and, like, you're just going to stand there and, like, then, yeah, the wired ones make sense. But, yeah, I don't really know. I feel like I need to see that.
Oh, but we should watch a video later. It just, me personally, it just looks bizarre. And I don't know if it's because I've been to so many concerts, I'm just used to, like, seeing people, like, plugged in.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Honestly, I bet as like a person who knows nothing, I bet I wouldn't even notice. Like, if you were like, it's not plugged in, I'd have been like, what?
Interesting.
Because I just like don't pay attention to like any of that stuff.
Yeah. To me, it just, this might sound silly, like it looked like they were playing like Rock Band or something. Like you had like a fake guitar and you're like,
that's
not
actually really funny. No, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good one. Rock Band, overrated or underrated?
The game.
Yes. Underrated, bring it back.
Totally.
Oh, totally.
Underrated. That game is so fun. I love
so
it.
Fun. And it's not like, you know, people who are like, pick up a real guitar and play. Like, no, you guys all play the guitar too. It's still fun.
Oh, it's
like,
still fun.
Like, it's a different game. It's like not, it's
still easy. Takes finger dexterity.
Those guys just train their whole lives playing rock band. There's people that do that though. They're like so intense.
There's people
that's a little
who do
much.
Yeah, everything.
Also, wait, this is gonna sound weird, but I feel like I learned about new songs from like Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
Like classic rock
songs.
That's
so true.
That it's like, sure, I should know this, but maybe I just totally missed.
Absolutely.
Actually, no, my brother and I were talking about the other, like actually like this week, and he was like, I used to think the Beastie Boys looked like really skinny guys with like huge colored mohawks, like spiky mohawks, and I thought that's what they looked like because that's what like the characters were in Rock Band.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Oh my god. I also have one.
Okay.
Album artwork, overrated, underrated?
Well, underrated now because like we don't spend as much time with albums.
That's true.
Like you used to like literally put a record in and you just like stare at the, I mean not us, like, but like you would stare at the album cover and like even CDs, but now it's just like it's just on Spotify. It's not even that big. Like,
I'm with Ryan, that's definitely underrated.
No,
it's all
a
package. It's all part of the message.
Some people completely ignore it, but it can tell you so much about like the inspiration for the album and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely underrated, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely adds if it's done well, and I think that's really cool. But also, I feel like I don't really pay attention to that much, even though I am someone that will like sit down and listen to a full album. But I also can't stand like that Kanye West album art that was literally just like the red like squat, you know what I'm talking about? And people like flipped out. They were like, this is amazing. Like this is the best album art design I've ever seen. And I was like, You literally put like a dinky, like red square, like you know, come on.
Yeah, maybe that's the point of it though. It starts a conversation.
Yeah, like I feel like anything that makes noise is like good.
Maybe I don't know. I feel like it's one of those kind of like modern art, like this is a white canvas.
Well, then there you go. Like you know? That's like saying that the outcomes do matter. You can't just put a red thing on it, and we're gonna care, Kanye.
True.
We notice.
God, Kanye.
All right. Well, you got another song?
Do you have one?
I
was just thinking of it because Kat was like making fun of this on the back of my phone. But like, you know, pop sockets. I feel like they're so big now.
What's a pop socket? Sounds like a good.
Oh, you don't know what that is? You stick it on the back of your phone. Do you know what it is? And like, it pushes out, and then you can go like that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand.
And
what
some
those
people
do.
Are like obsessed with them. You can hold your phone like this.
I feel like an old person. What's that? What does that do?
All the young kids have them, Kat. Gotta check it. They're called a pop socket.
A popsicle?
All right, I feel like. Oh, wow. Apparently, this crowd's a little too old.
My sister and my mom have them, and they like love it and use it all the time. And I just could not see myself using it, and it looks kind of silly to me. And if you use it and you find it useful, awesome. I'm so happy that you people have them, but I would never buy one.
No.
I don't know. I don't even have a case on my phone. Like, we're really winging it over here.
You're living on the edge, though. I know. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
I could never not have a case on my phone. That'd be a disaster.
It's pretty indestructible.
I'm happy for you, because I've broken a lot of phones like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, how do you feel about the pop socket?
Definitely.
Is that really what they're called?
I didn't know that.
That's a horrible name.
Or a great name, because they're taking off them.
I guess.
I'm just all about having my phone be as small as possible so I can fit it into things, and having that on the back would really bother me.
Yeah, I don't really like the pop socket either. But I also, like, I'm a kind of hypocrite because I found this one with a ring, and I kind of like it now.
So. That's cool, because a lot of them are just, like, a plastic circle.
It's like a plastic
circle
thing. But it's like the same idea.
Cool. I've got a song.
All right.
Cool.
Cool.
Started all in early September. When my God-given little became a little older. Oh, goodbye, see my broken heart. Teardrops, you got a long way to go. Did you get older doing nothing today? Don't you wanna stop complaining? If one is easy, then hard is two. No one knows where you're heading to. What's my private collection? Always better than you. No consolation prizes. Spare your lies and chew no. For a long time, I never had the chance to try and make it better. My heart is waiting for a new you, and there is no other option on the schedule. Love like I should never die with years. Once you start, it can't ever go backwards. Cause the dark is one, the bright is two. No one knows where we're headed to. No matter what it takes, never give up on you. Oh, I want you to change it all. I'm gonna make it better. Thank you.
tries to make small talk, but it drifts with spikes. She knows how it's coming, it's really alright. Nobody here could know how she feels. Not getting drunk, and she hates wearing heels. Tries to stand, but the room seems to bend and reel. Her friends all keep asking, why can't she just steal? If she's just fast enough, then maybe the broken pieces of her heart will stay together. But any jar of coke can spin forever. Yeah. If she's fast enough, then maybe the broken pieces of her heart will stay together. But any jar of coke can spin forever. Yeah. He says it's over, it's such a release. Finally happened and he's making his peace. The Romanas don't bother him in the least. The Jekyll and Hyde will finally cease. His eyes are far and his hands kind of shake. Like his voice is ready to break. Kinda wonder how long this boy's been awake. Or just how much less sense one person can make. If he's just fast enough, then maybe the broken pieces of his heart will stay together, but any jar of coke can spin. We'll stay together, but something I see lately makes me doubt it. Thank you.
to my eyes, and it's easy to see you can't undo the distance between me and you. Because the years have gone by, and you and I have been through heaven and hell. I felt the joy. Pride has been injured and tears have been shed. That's why it's true. There's a distance between me and you. Yet both of us know in the back of our mind, when it comes right down to the bottom line, we'll make it through the distance between me.
That was The Distance Between by Marshall Crenshaw. Before that, we heard Titus Was Born by Young the Giant. Before that, Gyroscope by The Dismemberment Plan. And before that, Consolation Prizes by Phoenix. How was that? Did I mess any of them up this time? Happy to hear it. Anyways, oh my goodness, it's been so many months. So many months. But we have unnamed guest number one back from the motherland of England.
Hello.
To read us a PSA. I don't know what I did without you for so many months.
I'm so sorry that I couldn't make it the past, what has it been?
Seven months?
I don't know. I don't really remember. Yes, unfortunately, I fell into a very deep coma.
Oh.
And I haven't...
That's so dark.
I'm very happy to be back.
You're back. I'm so happy.
I've come to... But yes, I have a public service announcement about Big Brothers and Big Sisters for you.
Oh my gosh.
A little positive note.
I'm a big sister. You're a big sister. You're a big sister. Kat's not a big sister.
Yes, it's so great. All right, so be a Big Brother, Big Sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of little brother or little sister age 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888 888- 412. I'm losing the accent.
I think you went Scottish a little bit.
Or visit
just do all of your live in Spanish now. Just do all of them in Spanish.
Online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org.
Since you went abroad there.
That's true. Maybe I will do it that way. Sorry, you guys. I was like in the middle of it.
You made it through 90%.
I've lost touch with my...
You're kind of laying down the facade that we had a nice guest here, you know?
Right.
I was still like there with you, you know, until you really...
Nice use of the word facade.
Broke down the wall.
Like
thank
that.
You. Yeah. I've been playing a lot of like Scrabble, you know, that game.
Oh, my God.
No. What's it called?
Senior in college.
It's too early for this. Anyways, do you have another song? I have another song. Do you have another song?
You go for it.
I'll go
words
for
with
it.
Friends.
No.
We'll end this misery.
No idea.
Oh, I'm.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterize in syrup, and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plotter turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I will kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking, earthquaking Kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi.
Hello. I just wanted to remind everyone that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free From Radio. This is 88 miles per hour, Tuesdays 9 to 10, for at least maybe a few more weeks. We might be changing to 10 to 11. Stay tuned. Unsure. We'll keep you updated on that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. That was very fun. And so much fun. Amanda, glad to have you back.
So happy to be back.
It was a lonely few months. I had a lot of good visitors on the show. They were really fun and awesome, but I did miss you.
I did miss you too.
So it's glad to be back. Glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you have a closing song for us?
I do.
Oh, I can always count on you.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, so like it's oh, now we're gonna restart it. Okay. There it is.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Close the door. Okay. So I can have it home.